Let's hear about your 76-year-old lady and how that played out.
So I have a 76-year-old lady with CLL who I followed for a number of years now, diagnosed, I think, about 5 years or so ago. And we'd been watching and waiting, had IGVH unmutated disease, but normal fish. And it came time for treatment about 3 months ago when she began to have anemia that was related to CLL involvement in the bone marrow and as well as some progressive fatigue. So we talked about options at that time, really since we had the data from ASH of ibrutinib alone versus we talked a little bit about chlorambucil obinutuzumab and then clinical trial options. And she elected to proceed with single agent ibrutinib treatment. She's been on it about 3 months now and is tolerating it relatively well. I think a lot of people will have some side effects, especially in the beginning. So she's having some bruising, which is pretty ubiquitous with ibrutinib, and is having a little bit of joint pain, which is not limiting her activities.
And what about the disease?
Oh, she's had a remarkable response. Within even the first couple weeks, she said that she could feel her lymph nodes getting smaller. And over the course of 3 months, we've seen a pretty steady improvement in her hemoglobin. Not quite normal yet, but definitely improved.